and gentlemen, we are live! This is the moment you all have been waiting for!
Good afternoon or good evening, wherever in the world today. My name is Paul Kramer, your host of the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. Welcome to a new week. And we have some big news at the Mass Timber Construction Journal. We have just released our new website. The website's for the academic journal. It's been in development since about November last year, 2022. And it now provides a greater visibility with higher SEO, more refined stylization than the previous website, which was 5 years old. The journal's been going for over 5 years now. And I just want to big thank you to Rodrigo for all his support and efforts in helping devise the new site. His HTML skills and graphic design skills behind the scenes have been very, very welcome. So please check it out. www.masstimberconstruction.com, www.masstimberconstruction.com, and you'll be able to see the new website. If you do have articles, please do consider submitting for our journal. Our impact factor is now 1.169, so 1.17, and we're looking for more people to submit articles as we go through this year, 2023, so that we can get our impact factor even higher. All right, let's have a look at what's making news around the world this week in mass timber construction land. And ArcPaper.com has just announced the 24 projects that were made in wood and recognized as part of the Woodworks 2023 Wood Design Awards. So each year, these programs then select a range of residential, institutional, and other buildings that represent timber and timber construction. The national winners for the commercial wood mid-rise were the Mississippi Workshop in Portland, Oregon, and the commercial wood low rise was the high-tech client campus at Mountain View, California. So congratulations to those people. If you want to see a full list of the winners from the Woodworks announcement for the 2023 Wood Design Awards, go to archpaper.com, archpaper.com. And the Houston Endowment Center in downtown Houston and Spots Park on the banks of the city's Buffalo Bayou was designed by Kevin Daly Architects KDA in collaboration with Productora, and the building was dedicated on the 11th of October 2022. So congratulations to all on that project. If you want to go and see the amazing building structure that has been produced, which is 31,718 square feet, head to worldarchitects.com, world-architects.com, and you can see the new building that has been announced there. Congratulations to Kevin Daly Architects and Productora for their amazing design, and to the entire team, congratulations to all of you as well. And the Anthony Timberland Center for Design and Materials Innovation is already garnering national and international attention as accolades, even though there's visible construction that's begun on the project at the university's Art and Design District. New research center is part of the Faye Jones School of Architectural Design and was recently named the overall winner in the AR Future Projects 2023 Awards. The 16 projects from around the world were selected for honors in the AR Future Projects Awards, and the Anthony Timberland Center has won the award for the education category, and the new category was added this year. The awards and the winners were selected by a panel of judges, including notable people from around the world, including from the UK and Colombia, The judges described the Anthony Timberland Center project as a tremendous accomplishment in terms of architecture and a great building for people in which to learn about timber technologies while they're learning in everyday life. Congratulations to all involved in the Anthony Timberland Center project. And the post that's getting the most attention on social media right now for Mass Timber Construction is the Ellis Don announcement that they've developed a new 40-foot hybrid timber panel that the social media post calls a game changer. The panels were created using CLT and post-tensioning steel reinforcement and concrete, creating prefabricated floor systems that were thinner and more sustainable than the traditional materials. The approach is very much in line with ED Modular and the Design by Dialogue, so that the teams could actually achieve the span that's required for very large open plan buildings. Everybody has been paying attention to it, and if you would like to see more, please head to the Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed and look for the Ellis Don introduces a new hybrid timber panel floor system, and you'll be able to read up the great story there as well. And so that's it, folks. That's all we've got time for this week. Don't forget to check out the new Mass Timber Construction Journal Academic Journal website, www.masstimberconstruction.com, www.masstimberconstruction.com, and you can have a look for yourself. If you're an architect or a researcher or an engineer looking to submit an article somewhere, please do consider our journal. We're taking all comers. We will help you write the article if that need be, and we look forward to publishing your work in an international platform that gives you exposure not only through social media but also through academic journal circles. We have impact for your research. If you haven't hit the subscribe button on this podcast, please do so you never miss an episode. We bring you news each week. And good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever in the world today. My name is Paul Kramer on the Mass Timber Construction Podcast, signing off for another week.